Sunday for Katie Clark. She's going to be off representing us with Sun Servants this summer. Just a reminder that Vacation Bible School will be June 17th through 20th from 5:30 to 8, and that's for adults as well as children. And then on June 23rd, we're going to have the Braves game. And from what I understand, there's going to be tailgating before the game afterwards. So if you don't want to see the game, you can come to tailgating. Or if you don't want to tailgate, you can come to the game, or you can come to both. Right. Let's prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
Thank you.
please join me in the responsive call to worship. God, be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us.
Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. May God continue to bless us.
Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us worship God. Our hymn of praise is 564, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. Please be seated. Let's say together the Litany of Assurance. In the Spirit, I saw the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is God the Almighty and the Lamb. By its light shall the nations walk, and its gates shall never be shut by day, and there shall be no night there. And the rulers of the earth shall bring into it the glory and honor of the nations.
Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
The children can come forward now.
All
please join with me in the unison prayer for illumination. God of mercy, you promise never to break your covenant with us. Amid all the changing words of our generation, may we hear your eternal word that does not change. Then may we respond to your gracious promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first scripture this morning comes from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you to Heather and the choir for a beautiful anthem and for wonderful hymn selections today. Some of my favorites. The gospel lesson for the day comes from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. Beginning with the 23rd verse. And hear now, once again, the word of God. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my words, and my Father will love them, and they will come to them and make our home with them. Those who love them will keep my words, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me will not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me." And then we get to the crux of things here. "I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." You heard me say to you, "I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, when you've been studying a passage for the week, and you study really only part of it, but you want to set the context, and you kind of forget about the context until you start reading it aloud one more time. We have been living on borrowed time. In over 31 years, or 3,100 years of recorded world history, the world has only been at peace for 8% of that time, a total of 286 years. And 8,000 treaties have been made and broken. On any given day, soldiers are firing in 30 to 40 nations. Wars of liberation, territorial disputes, religious principles. One man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist, the saying goes. But the common denominator is death, day in and day out. As we gather on this Memorial Day weekend, as Joyce said, we celebrate those, all those who have served this country in one way or another. But more especially, we remember those who gave their all and for whom the reality of death has become all too real. Now, I wonder what the Apostle Paul, if he ever felt that way. Probably. After all, he lived in a scary world himself. Now, there weren't any nuclear nightmares, tanks and missiles and jets, but about every other kind of evil was abroad in Paul's words. Listen to what he says. "Five times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I received a stoning. Three times I was shipwrecked for a day and a night, and I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys. There were dangers from rivers, dangers from bandits, dangers from my own people, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked. And besides other things, I am under daily pressure because of my anxiety for all the churches. But Paul, as in Tom's words, knew Jesus. Paul had that thing that keeps every Christian going. Paul had that sure, certain conviction that he was not alone in this scary world, and that the Lord who loved him and gave himself on the cross would not leave him to fend for himself. The promise had come from Jesus' own lips, and that's where we get back to the passage, the gospel passage. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. And yes, I did leave out one word there, an important one, one which describes the work of the Holy Spirit. Depending on your translation, it might have been translated advocate, comforter, or encourager. The Greek word behind it is parakaleo, which literally means to call to one side, usually asking the other for help in a legal context. It has the flavor of a helper at court. Whose helper then? Ours? Perhaps, but it might mean Jesus' helper as well. The paraclete comes to speak to us for Jesus. What was it that Jesus said? Teach us, remind us of all that Jesus said to us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us on behalf of Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps us to remember the continuing presence of this Jesus who promised to be with us always. The Holy Spirit helps us hear Jesus, helps us feel his presence with us, helps us to know Jesus with the K-N-O-W kind of know. What is Jesus saying? It's a wonderful word, peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Peace. Just what we need in a scary world. But that is not all that Jesus says. He may have other words as well. Think about this brief account that we have in our text of the Apostle Paul's mission trip to Philippi. Just before we overhear the story about Paul's vision and a call that comes from Macedonia for help, a vision of a man that he never ends up actually seeing, we find this intriguing verse describing this missionary journey. The little band is comprised of Paul and Silas and Timothy and eventually even Luke, and who knows who else. And they've been traveling overland through what is now modern Turkey. And they arrive at the port of Troas on the Aegean Sea, but only after some detours. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So passing by Mysia, they go to Troas. Note that forbidden by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Yes, the Spirit offers the needed word of peace, but also the Spirit provides directions. I don't know about you, has that ever happened to you, where the Spirit has provided you directions? It does happen all the time. Every time I consider moving to another church or moving to another ministerial situation, there are a multitude of factors that go into that decision. I mentioned a few of those factors a week ago when I announced that I would be moving along. But the primary question I ask in my prayers is, where do you need me to go, Lord? Sometimes the Lord has shut the door firmly in order to get me to move forward to the next step of what the Lord has planned on what I've come to call my magical ministry tour. Other times the Lord has called me forward by opening a door so clearly that it leads me to go where I am needed the most. Sometimes the move is a scary one, filled with uncertainty. Other times it seems as natural as taking one step forward. I now know, though, I've been in the ministry long enough, that I can look back and I can see how God has put me exactly where God needed me the most, when he needed me the most, and where I was needed the most. In Broadway, my first pastor, he brought me together with my wife, with my wife-to-be, Ellen, and we started our family. I was able to play a pivotal role in starting a daycare center out of an old, unused storage shed. I was able to get a habitat build unstuck by finding a place to buy some land. I spurred the congregation on to bring a family over from Tajikistan that enabled them to escape persecution and thrive in a new home. At Massanutten Presbyterian, I was able to play a pivotal role in rebuilding their youth program and starting the tradition of mission trips. In Waynesboro, I was able to play a leadership role in starting a soup kitchen just as the Great Recession started, and that has now provided over 200,000 meals. During my three interim pastorates, I've been able to bring calm, sure leadership to churches who needed some reassurance and encouragement during times of transition. And none of this I say to brag, because really, I don't have any self-delusions about what has been accomplished or who accomplished these things. Certainly, I played my part, but God accomplished the deeds. I have developed over the years, though, to trust God, that God will get things done when God wants them done, when God feels it is the right time. And there will be times of turmoil. There will be times of uncertainty. There will be times when we ourselves will not see the fruits of our labors or be able to clearly see God's purposes to any particular event. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, was, is, and will always be at work, teaching us, supporting us, walking alongside of us. We can see the wonders of God's creation around us, and we can marvel at their complexities. We can read about Jesus' teaching in the scriptures and make them the rule for our life. But it is through God's strong, sure, comforting peace found in the power of the Holy Spirit that brings us the ability to walk confidently with our God. Sometimes even into the jaws of death. We remember this week those who went confidently. whose lives were given for others to serve our country and to serve our God. I wonder if Paul was ever embarrassed about the spread of the gospel in Europe. After all, his plans had been to preach and teach in the opposite direction. But the call came to cross over from Turkey into Greece, and that began a missionary outreach that changed the course of Western civilization. Do you need some direction in your life? In this scary world, do you know anyone who doesn't? Hear Christ's words again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. Peace can be found on the battlefield. Peace can be found in the boardrooms. Peace can be found in God's church. Peace can be found in our daily lives. All because of the one who knows us better than we know ourselves. Know Jesus. If you don't, find him. Amen. Let's stand and affirm our faith using the Apostles' Creed found in your aids to the worship. Let us affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, descended into hell, the third day again, descended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For our next hymn, let's turn to our insert here, and we will sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Thank you.
Please be seated. We have all of the folks in on our prayer list that we want to include this morning, but are there any other joys or concerns that folks would like to lift up this morning? Somebody's pointing. Scoot. Oh. Thankful for the Browns, okay. It's wonderful to be able to have holidays and see old friends. Great. And Gene was with us today. Okay, great. All right. Welcome back. Okay. Anybody else? Sometimes you have to really wave at me. Okay. All right, let us turn our hearts and minds then to God. Gracious God, who sent Jesus into the world to proclaim peace to the nations and release to the captives, we stand at the portals of your everlasting dominion and behold your glory. We pledge our allegiance to foster your word among peoples on the earth, and led by the Lamb, we carry your lamp into the cities to illumine the dark places. Let the lamp shine on all who struggle in the darkness, the addicted, the homeless, the unemployed, and the exploited. Help us to remove whatever stands in the way of their walking with dignity. Full of that peace that Jesus gives, we bring the Spirit's counsel to those who are troubled. Open to them the gates of your guidance. We pray those attacked by real or imagined demons. Keep us from compounding their disease with unwarranted judgment and guide them to discern the cause of their affliction. We pray for those with learning disabilities. Surround them by people skilled in stimulating appropriate patterns for growth. We pray for those who are in hospitals and care centers, who need your healing mercies. Bless the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, all who treat our loved ones. We pray for those whom society has forgotten, or would rather not remember. Burn their plight on our conscience. Continue to goad us out of complacency through your indwelling Spirit, so that we do not rest until the lost sheep have been brought safely into the fold of the Lamb. Especially this weekend, Lord, we remember all those who have served this country in efforts to bring about peace, whether in this country or throughout the world, who gave of their life just as you gave of your life, a sacrifice very precious. Be with all their loved ones and all of us as we remember these worthy servants of you. And help us to remember the blessed assurance that through your death on the cross, they live again gloriously with you. Lord, we also this day remember all of our service personnel currently serving and our first responders serving this community, helping make it a safer place. Be with all areas of the world that are undergoing turmoil, places such as Togo and others, where there is no peace, where there is no justice. They need to feel your peace as well. Sometimes in situations where there seems no hope, but yet you are there. Be with Brian as he once again has had his surgery put off a little bit. Lord, we ask that you would give him the patience and the endurance to go through this time and would be with him when he finally does get to have his surgery. Continue to be with Claudine and Amy, with Diane, Fred, Helen. Continue to be with Laura, with Beth and Bill, with Bob, with Friel, with Martha and George. Hear our prayers for Ella, for Andrea, for Deborah. Lord, continue to be with our PNC and guide them in the pastoral search. May we know that it will be a fruitful one, and we ask that you would continue to work within them and guide them. We give you thanks that Lisa is doing much better and that Mary Lou is doing better. And we give you thanks for the ability to travel in a free country, to go and see old friends, to go about and enjoy one another's company, whether that be at the beach or the lake or just in the backyard. We give you thanks for those times when we can come peacefully together as families and friends in a land that we have all the freedom to do so. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and bind us together as your people, praying the prayer that your Son taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Well, the deacons come forward for the morning offering.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of eternity, enthroned in glory, we come before you bringing our gifts. We humbly submit to your sovereign will. You are the source of all righteousness. We offer ourselves as ambassadors for peace. You are the source of justice. We give you our substance to alleviate hunger and want. You are the means by which all the earth shall prosper. We shall go into all the nations and bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for these gifts and the ability to give back to you. In Christ's name. Amen. And our final hymn this morning is hymn number 539, Savior Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise.